It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 27th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American cartoonist and animator Walter Lantz, born in 1899 in New Rochelle, New York. He is best known for creating the cartoon character Woody Woodpecker. Born to Italian immigrant parents, the family name was actually Lanza, but according to Joe Adamson's biography, The Walter Lantz Story, Walter's father was given his new surname by an immigration official who anglicized it. Walter was always interested in art, completing a mail-order drawing class at age 12. He got his first break while working as an auto mechanic. Wealthy customer Fred Kafka liked his drawings on the garage's bulletin board and financed Walter's studies at the Art Students League of New York. Kafka also helped him land a job as a copy boy at the New York American, a paper owned by William Randolph Hearst. He worked there and attended art school at night. By age 16, Lantz was working as an animator and moved to Hollywood in the 1920s, where he worked briefly for director Frank Capra and was a gag writer for the Max Sennett comedies. He also resorted to odd jobs and was a chauffeur for some of Hollywood's most important moguls. Throughout the 30s, Lantz had created a number of characters, including Meanie, Miney, and Moe, three ne'er-do-well chimps, Babyface Mouse, Snuffy Skunk, Doxy, a comic dachshund, and Jock and Jill, a couple of monkeys. But his Andy Panda stood out and soon became his headline star for the 1939-1940 production season. In 1940, Lantz married actress Grace Stafford. During their honeymoon, the couple kept hearing a woodpecker incessantly hammering away on their roof. Grace suggested that Walter use the bird for inspiration as a cartoon character. Though a bit skeptical at first, he took her advice and introduced Woody in an Andy Panda short called Knock Knock. Mel Blanc supplied Woody's voice for the first three cartoons, but left Lantz for other work with Warner Brothers. In 1948, the Lantz Studio created a hit Academy Award-nominated tune, The Woody Woodpecker Song, featuring Mel Blanc's laugh. Blanc sued Lantz for $500,000, claiming his voice had been used without his permission. The judge, however, ruled for Lantz, saying that Blanc had failed to copyright his voice or his contributions. Though Lantz won the case, he paid Blanc in an out-of-court settlement when Blanc filed an appeal, and Lantz went in search for a new voice for Woody Woodpecker. In 1950, he held anonymous auditions. His wife offered to do the voice, but he turned her down because Woody was a male character. Not discouraged in the least, Grace made her own anonymous audition tape and submitted it to the studio. Not knowing who was behind the voice he heard, Lantz picked Grace's voice for Woody Woodpecker, and she supplied it until the end of production in 1972. In 1990, Woody Woodpecker was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Walter Lantz died at St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, California, from heart failure on March 22, 1994. He was 94 years old. Other than Woody Woodpecker and Andy Panda, his cartoon universe includes Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, Space Mouse, Inspector Willoughby, Homer Pigeon, Chili Willy, Little Eight Ball, Charlie Chicken, Wally Walrus, and many more. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.